It should be, I think, a pretty exciting end of the week. A lot of rosebreast grosbeaks have come back. I saw my first indigo bunting last night. People are telling me they're seeing orioles and a few warblers. I've seen about 11 species so far now. Things are very, very slowly inching their way up here. When we first get the southerly wind, we'll start to get a lot more warblers coming up, warblers and really snazzy birds like scarlet tanagers. There's hundreds and hundreds of tanagers in South and Central America and in the Caribbean. And up here in northern Michigan, we only see one routinely, that's scarlet tanager. Now, rarely there are a few others. There's been occasional records of summer tanager, which it looks like scarlet tanager, but it's all kind of a brick red color. And then there's another really beautiful tanager, western tanager, that has a red head with yellow and black on the back. They're real striking birds. And I just saw my first one ever in Manistee County last year. They tend to show up almost every year or two somewhere in Michigan. They come in with scarlet tanagers. It's real exciting to see them. The rarest one is paddock tanager, and there's only one record ever. Oddly enough, it was in November, way up in the Keweenaw Peninsula a couple years ago. So those are the four tanagers that we've had in Michigan. Now, if you go to, for example, Peru, and you spend some time down there, I've had a couple trips down there, and I've seen over 100 different kinds of tanagers in Peru. And if you spent your whole life there, you could probably see 300. This weekend, I'm interested in seeing what I would call a wave of warblers or a flood of birds. And last year, I was over to a park in Onekama, North Point Park, and my wife and I went for a hike there when it was just perfect, and we saw on a short little hike, 70 species of birds, including 23 different species of warblers. And that was just a real big wave of birds migrating through. And it was fantastic to see all these birds coming through the trees all at once. I've compared it before to the effect of, it's like snorkeling on a tropical coral reef. You know, here our coral reefs are the bushes and the trees. And instead of tropical fish, we have tropical warblers and tanagers and orioles flowing through. And there's all the colors of the tropical fish. You got bright green and yellow and orange and red and, you know, aqua blue. And so it's a wonderful experience, a lot like snorkeling. That's what I'm hoping for this weekend. And you can get that in a lot of places in Michigan. Over the years, the thing that I've found is you have to watch the wind direction. And what I always hope for, living where we do here on this part of Michigan, is that the wind is going to come out of the southeast. That pushes the birds towards Lake Michigan. Once they get to Lake Michigan, they can't go anywhere, so they kind of gather up along the lake shore in real big numbers, and then they're moving north along the lake shore, trapped by the open water. If that happens and you're anywhere along the lake in a nice forested area, another really good one that quite a few people from Traverse City and Benzie County go to in Leelanau is Otter Creek, another fantastic spot there. Another good place is the lake shore in Arcadia. Now the Arcadia Dunes natural area is open for hiking, and that would be a good place to go to. And then another really good spot farther north is the state park north of Northport in Leelanau County. In that area, you know, everything collects up on the tip of the Leelanau Peninsula there, and you can have really great birding there, you know, when there's been a south wind.